It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all.
This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. In this week's episode, we're going to be interviewing Chelsea Scott. And Chelsea Scott is a certified trainer, online coach in the fitness space. And she's not only helping her clients transform their bodies, but also their minds. They're having transformation when it comes to the way they view themselves and how they eat and how they live their life. In this episode, we're also going to talk about what it looks like to build a fitness business from scratch and how fitness helped Chelsea get on the path that she's on today. And not only that, we talk a lot about what it's like building a business. Chelsea shares she is a mother. She talks about building a business and what balance looks like and the mental health and aspect it plays into really serving your clients and showing up as a mother and being the best person and version of yourself. So I'm really excited for those of you that are tuning into this episode. There's a lot of gems that she drops, a lot of strategies that we could apply to our own life to find more of a balance and being the best that we could be. So let's dive into this episode. This is the Powered AF Podcast, and I always tell people, because they're like, AF, and I'm like, AF stands for Abu Fofana, the initials of my name. But in this podcast, you know, we really focus in on the lessons, stories, and strategies from entrepreneurs, visionaries, and how they're overcoming, you know, these obstacles to reach the highest level of success, and success looks different for every individual. And so on today's episode, we have Chelsea Scott. Chelsea Scott is the CEO of Sweat It Off, and I'm super excited to have you here, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm glad to have you on here. And for those that don't know you, can you explain in your own words who you are and the business that you are running?
Yeah. So again, my name is Chelsea, and I'm a certified trainer. I have been training for over 7 years. I'm really focused. I really love to focus on strength training and just training women and just empowering them to embody who they are, but also to walk through their struggles so that they can be set free in a way that God has designed them to be. And so Sweat It Off is a combination of training to retreats to I just launched my bands on Amazon. So I'm super excited. So, yeah.
So what made you get into strength training? Did you know at age 2? Okay, this no. is what I'm going.
Yeah, I was lifting all those weights. Right. Squat press. No, actually, my daughter, I was 20 when I had my daughter. And so during that time, I was in undergrad at University of Iowa. And so that was really one of the lowest times of my life. And I really started to try to find an outlet. And my outlet was moving my body. And so I used to just take my little baby up to the third floor of the rec, and I would work out for hours. And it was my way of trying to find approval for actually the father of my child. And little did I know that that very thing was going to push me into what God had me to do today and be a certified trainer. So it's a combination of my daughter, I would say, the journey of being a single mother, a young mother, and really trusting the process.
Yeah, so that's interesting, because a lot of entrepreneurs I talk to, some of their ideas come from, you know, things that they're experiencing in their life.
Right.
You know, sometimes people try to focus on problems that they could solve for others, but maybe, you know, we just start with ourselves. You know, how do we support our own selves through the things that we're going through? At what point did you say, you know what, now I'm going to turn this into a business? Because at first you were just doing this for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So at what point were you like, okay, now I see that other people need this. Let me go ahead and start helping others.
Yeah, so long story short, I started to like see that as much as I worked out, my issues were not obviously being resolved the way I desired it to be. And it became part of who I was, and I saw the physical benefit from it, but I also saw how it strengthened me through my journey. And it was showing me that even in the struggles, I can persevere. And so over time, when I was in undergrad, I started to work at the rec, and then it just slowly progressed into strength training, and I did a bikini competition. And over time, the journey really just showed me that fitness was my passion. So
when the first person approached you and said, hey, I want to, you know, there's this idea of perception, right? When we go on Instagram, we see people and their filters and we think that they're living the best life. So someone could have saw you and said, oh my God,
right,
I want to be that person,
right,
without knowing everything else that you were going through. Mm-hmm. And when these individuals come to you, do you see that in them? Do you see the things that they're actually trying to mask?
Yeah, yeah. And so it's funny you say that, because when I was going so hard, everyone looked at me as a strong Black woman, the strong young mother. This girl's doing the thing. She's an undergrad. She's still going to school. She's working full time. But little did they know, that was like the worst times of my life. It was the darkest. And going through postpartum, I didn't know anything about that. I was just so young, I didn't think of what that was. And so on the outside, I looked like I had it together. Mm. And deep down, I was just running those laps. I was running those laps. And I see that a lot of times in women today, that their identity is around, you know, trying to find approval from their partner, or their, for me, it was trying to find approval from my daughter's father. And so you're trying to find approval, but at the end of the day, fitness is not really all about that. It's really about your health. It's really about taking care of you and truly loving your body, because your body is like, to me, I'm like, it's the most loyal thing that you can ever have. It's the most loyal relationship that you have. And so really just helping women walk through that journey, because it's not a destination and it's really a journey, and try to find freedom in that journey is so important for me. And I'm still doing the thing with the ladies now. So
right. No, and you're doing an amazing job, right? Because I know you have shared testimonials on your social page of the women that whose lives that you're transforming, and they're coming to you for a reason. And I think that when you look across the landscape, there are people that may be in the same space as you, but they're not doing exactly what you're doing and the transformation that you are giving the women that are approaching you. Now, are there times when you look across the space in your business and you're like, okay, should I be more like everyone else, or have I found something that are pulling the right type of audience and the right type of woman that I need to serve, that I need to impact?
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest things that has helped me to identify the woman, the ideal woman that I want to train, is really just focusing on me. Because a lot of times, you know, those are the people who are attracted to who you are, right? And so if you know who you are, you're going to find those people who are focused on the things that are bringing them better, bringing them into better situations, putting them in a mindset that, you know, fitness is not just a physical thing. It's actually more of an internal thing. And so I would say for me, that has helped me to have like the most, the women I train have been amazing. They're really down to earth, the professional women. But one thing I would say about them is they are in a place, the mindset in a place where they focus on who they are, not so much of what they have. And so that's one thing that has helped me, just really focusing on who I am. And it really helped me to identify who my ideal client is.
Now growing up, and now you're serving all these women, you know, you're giving them transformation, you're finding the right type of customers to serve. Growing up, did you have an example of this entrepreneur, right, in your life that you now are building businesses, right? Did mm-hmm. you have that example, or how did you even come about saying, I have the strength to build my own business?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I will try to make this long story short. So my upbringing was very traumatic. It was, my mom was a drug addict, and I just went through a lot of like moving, just a lot of stuff. And so what I saw was strength in my mom in a lot of ways. However, when I became a mother, I knew that I didn't want that life for my daughter. And so that's really what was pushing me into the entrepreneurship journey, because I wanted to have more time with her. But the only way to have more time with her was to kind of figure out what can I do on my own to have the flexibility, because I was a single mother. So really, that's really what was my drive to become an entrepreneur, and using my past, but also my current circumstances, it kind of pushed me into the entrepreneurship journey.
So what I'm hearing correctly is you had to figure this out, you know, along the way, and you did it because your back was against the wall. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when your back's against the wall, you see that the things that you never thought you were capable of doing, you actually are more than capable.
Yeah.
Especially when you have that motivation.
Right.
You know, you have something, you know, ain't no one else going to do it.
So yeah. And that's exactly what I had. If I don't do it, who else is going to do it? And, you know, unfortunately, that place was what was fueling me. But at the end of the day, it wasn't always that good too, because when you have that mindset, what I've realized, you still are still in that survival mindset, you know? And so I just really try to encourage entrepreneurs to really dive into their pain, because that's usually where your purpose lies as an entrepreneur.
Yeah. And I think that's really important that you said that, because you know, there's a mindset aspect that plays into it, the mental health component. And where are things and what are the things that are actually driving us? Mm-hmm. And the things that are driving us, you know, may not be able to drive us all the way.
Right.
And we have to sort of address it at each stage of our journey, because it then becomes unhealthy.
Yes.
So something that was once, you know,
gotta start it.
Exactly. Something that once got you started now is completely different, because now it's really unhealthy if you don't actually address those things. And I'm glad you brought that up. The entrepreneurs I talk to all the time, it is challenging to talk about the mental aspect of it, how you navigate it, right? You talked about your mom, you know, you talked about your ex, you talked about the woman that you're helping, and it's a lot to navigate. So how are you managing all of that now? Like, what are some of the things or tips that you use to mm-hmm. sort of not alleviate, but to give you the moment of solitude where you're able to still perform? Like, mm-hmm. what are you doing?
I would say it's by the grace of God. I mean, mm-hmm. I can act like I have all the tools and the answers, but like I said, for my journey, I just can't say I wake up every day in my own strength. And the things that I've overcome in my entrepreneurship journey and the opportunities that have been literally come out the sky, okay? I can't say I just had this master plan and it just came, right? And I also know, like, for me, what has kept me too is really always working on me. right? And not so much that I'm a problem or anything like that, but approaching myself in a way of building that relationship with Chelsea, because like what you just were saying, like some things just don't serve us in that season. And if we keep trying to function in that way, it's only going to keep us in that bondage. And so I'm all about helping the women not only just physically become stronger, but really to really dive into what is keeping you in that cycle, that sabotage cycle in your fitness journey, and build that relationship.
Yeah. And, you know, these are the, you know, powered AF podcasts, but these are the powerful stories, you know, that need to be told, because people have a single view of you based on your social media.
Right.
They have a single view on you. And even the people that once knew you, mm-hmm. like they don't know this new person. They may know the things that fueled the old Chelsea, but they don't know this new person and how you're growing and moving forward. So I think that's, you know, it's really important. Now, have you ever felt, right, or do you feel now that you've made it, that all those decisions and choices that brought you here, you feel, you know, successful, or you're on the right path?
Yeah, I would say yes to both, because for me, success is all about truly finding what fulfills me. And also success is about waking up every day and just appreciate my life and really walking through my brokenness. And I would say I'm definitely in the right path. I have seen success from just my own parenting skills. I remember the days when I was a young mom, I'm still am, but like the things that I was staying committed to that I didn't have no reference. Okay, Abu, we was in here, me and my baby girl. I mean, I used to have to take her to the gym at 4 a.m. to train my clients at 5 a.m., pack her little bag. Like we were in the trenches in my mind, but I would say, I think it was like last year, my daughter mentioned, oh, can we go back to the gym in the morning? And I'm like, girl, do you know how long we went through the struggle? Right. But in my mind, I was thinking, I felt bad as a mother. I felt bad as an entrepreneur, because I'm like, my clients see me with this baby, if she runs out, like all these things, right? And to come full circle, like that to me is success, because my daughter still found the good in it. My clients still had my back. Like they all looked at it in a way of strength. And in my mind, I was looking at it as like, oh my gosh, this is like not professional, because my background, like I went to University of Iowa, very conservative. So my standard to business is like probably not as realistic, but it definitely was a very eye-opening. So to me, that was success. Like truly just seeing that in those seasons where I felt like I wasn't doing good, and to know like I did well.
Yeah, no, I would say, and everyone else would say, you know, you did extremely well. With limited resources, you were resourceful, you know, and I think that's most important. Now, you said something there, and it really felt like, okay, have you ever had imposter syndrome?
Oh.
Do you still feel that, right?
yes, man. That word, I just discovered that word like 2 years ago. I was like, oh, is this what I've been feeling this whole time?
Right.
And a lot of it to me, and I don't want to make everything sound so spiritual, a lot of it is when you feel that, you're going in the right direction in my mind. Because when I feel that tug, I'm like, that there's tension there, and just like with fitness, right? When you're lifting weights, you're building that tension. But what comes from it? Strength. What comes from it? Things that, you know, you get, I guess, physically stronger. You get mentally stronger. That little 20-pound dumbbell is nothing to you, right? And so when you feel those imposter syndromes, and you start recognizing like, oh, around this time I start doing this, or I do this because I don't believe in myself, well, then go at it. Really seek understanding. You don't have to be, you know, so hard on yourself to the point where it's like keeping you in that bondage. And I think a lot of times for me, I know I wanted it to go away right away. And it's not, that's not the case. You know, really, like every season of your life is going to have that, like that tension where you kind of procrastinate to the point where you do sabotage some things, right? But, you know, every level, there's going to be that part where it's going to pull you. And I think when we just kind of take a step back and understand that it's a journey and not a destination, we're able to approach it in a way like, okay, I didn't do well today, but I'm going to do better tomorrow. Or, okay, that was 1 minute of just eating my candy, right? So let's go back at it, right? So
right. So I want to take this conversation and ask you, because there are a lot of listeners on this podcast that are entrepreneurs, business owners. So because you've been in this physical fitness space for a while, you know, what sort of the, and you work with a lot of clients, what sort of the benefits of being physical active, right? Like while you're a business owner or doing something, like do you find any benefits of that?
Yeah, definitely. For me, I know me personally, my own fitness journey, it kind of gives you that reassurance of focusing on you, right? And, you know, just to be a successful business person, you definitely have to channel into who you are. And so for me, I'm one of the things that I do is physical activity. That's like the first thing that I fill my cup up with. And so with people who are, you know, entrepreneurs, physical activity not only helps you think clearly, but also gives you more of that ability to not feel foggy. A lot of people don't realize that just because they're realize when they're sitting at their desk, they're limiting themselves in so many ways and just not feeling good about who they are. And I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs, they get so caught up in their business and then they come out, they don't want to take their shirt off, you know, like, so I think a lot of us underestimate the power of our body, right? And taking care of our body is actually building a relationship with our body, and a way to exercise that is being physically active. And so it's just another way of, I guess, taking your business to another level, right? It's part of the business plan. It's part of who you are as an entrepreneur. It shouldn't be something that's outside of who you are, you know?
Yeah. No, I like how you say, you know, it's part of the business plan. And this is something that's even a challenge for myself and a lot of my peers. You know, we see these movies, we read these articles, and nowhere mentioned that, you know, Steve Jobs was in the gym, you know, early in the mornings working out. Just talks about he was, and, you know, out of 24 hours, 23 hours working,
right.
You know. And so we adopt this mentality that, you know, it has to be our business and that's the only thing. But again, something I struggle with. But when I noticed when I started adding activity into my day, it also helped with the anxiety,
yes,
of the business and the stress of the business and overall better just productivity, mm-hmm, of the business, where I'm not crashing at 3 to 4 p.m.
You, yeah,
know, I'm able to extend my days further. So I think, you know, physical fitness is something that's important. Now, do you have any, you know, tips for someone who is an entrepreneur that's trying to make that transition? And you know how hard it is. You,
yeah,
know, it's hard to go from, okay, no physical activity to 8 hours,
right,
of physical,
right,
activity.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips for things that they could do to sort of help them
get started? Yeah, I think one thing is to just sit down. Honestly, just sit down and think about, what does it look like in your mind? What is a healthy person? Because we all have different versions, right? And so it's very important to identify what a healthy person is for you and kind of look at it in a way to, I guess, create those habits around who that healthy person is for you. And I got that from Atomic Habits. That book has been, I mean, amazing, because he definitely gives you the tools to really take action. And so one thing I did that helped me was to identify what that person looks like for me, right? And channeling into that. And sometimes too, like I said, a lot of us want it right now, right? So releasing that pressure of getting those results right away, right? Because you've been having this habit for, you know, for a while now, probably, right? Or life situations, or your body is limiting you, right? So really just being honest with yourself is the first step. And then second, I would say, start slow, start smart in a way where it's attainable. So if you don't really have much of that time to really get physically active, start with your eating. Because a lot of us, I mean, I train women all the time, they be skipping their meals, okay? Well, you can't outrun a bad, you know, nutrition plan, right? So
Absolutely. Really,
a lot of...
No more pizzas.
No, look, pizza's good. And I always tell people, build a relationship with your body, all right? And really identify it in a way where it's not trying to limited, right? You don't limit that boyfriend you're dating, right? You don't limit, you know, those relationships you have. So don't limit your body in a way and treat it as if it's not the most loyal relationship. So definitely channel in who you want to be when it comes to being a healthy person and going for it.
And I think that's so hard because we get into like this work-life balance, mm-hmm. and what does that even mean? And what does that even look like? And I think for some people, they struggle with it because they think, okay, I need to work all right now and then I'll find the balance later. So how are you even able to do it all? You're able to run your business. You're able to, you know, put in physical activity, eat well. Like these are all things that are important and mm-hmm. for longevity of right. entrepreneurship. So, you know, what are you doing that the audience is not, or what do you know that we don't know?
Yeah. For me, I'm really big on outsourcing some things, and every season of my life is different. Right. So some things I don't outsource right now. I do outsource some of my meals, right, because of the time constraint from training clients to me actually training myself to being a mother. So some things you do have to outsource, and that may mean you less buying clothes, less doing, you know, traveling. And so you really have to focus on what is your priorities, right? And then also another thing that I do is to be more considerate to myself. You know, every day I don't have to do a million things. And so for me being a single mother, I can only usually do one thing and be okay with that. Right. And be okay that this is a journey. Again, I'm going to say it a million times. Like, it's a journey, guys. Like, this entrepreneurship and just seeing you, you know, I follow you on Instagram and just seeing how you are. A lot of people would think, okay, I got to work, work, work. But everyone's story is different. Everyone's circumstances is different. Absolutely. So be careful how you look at other people, because for me, for a long time, that kept me in that bondage, because I was like, dang, I was asking you, like, what is that mama doing that I ain't got, you know? And a lot of us don't realize that we're in the right place right now. We just need to take one step at a time.
You know, one of my mentors told me, you know, find the thing you're uniquely positioned to do. And that means you know, you're closer to your path and making an impact. And for you, that's what you found in mm-hmm. your business. We could even hear it as you are detailing, you know, here are the barriers people typically have. And, you know, here's why it's false and here's how you could actually do it. And I think that's really important. So I could see why, you know, people are coming to you as a business owner. And as you've been building your business, because I know recently, or I think you're having a retreat
yes,
that I noticed
yes.
in your business. So talk about what was that like launching mm-hmm. a retreat, and what's the retreat about and who is it for?
Yeah. So I am Sweated Off is launching his first retreat to Marrakesh, Morocco. And so this has always been in the back of my mind. I've been traveling since I was 16. Mm. So it's crazy how we, like I said, in our journey, we think that, you know, we should have had it, you know, at 2021, you know, because that other entrepreneur has already launched a retreat business, right? Or whatever that may be. And so go back to what I was saying is Sweated Off Woman's Retreat is finally launching. It's being very like stressful. It's been stressful, to be honest, to launch it. But at the same time, I just focus on one thing at a time, and the women who have already signed up, it's for them. It's for women, professional women who want to really pour into themselves physically, mentally, and spiritually, and have the opportunity to reset, rest, and have adventures, because I'm all about that. Like, I love to mm-hmm. travel, and it's always been part of who I am. And I really love to, one thing, if you train with me and just kind of get to know me, I'm all about showing people life in a way that isn't so much external, like really just seeing life like nature, to activities, to deep conversations, to supporting them, you know, especially in motherhood. It can be tough, right? So
and just to, you know, because I had read about the retreat, I thought it was amazing what you're doing. You're taking, you know, this expertise and you're combining it with travel, something that you're really passionate about. But again, it goes still back to that skill set that you developed all these years.
Right.
And now these women are like, yes, we
trust you.
Yeah, we trust you to deliver this. Now, when you were, you know, because obviously, you know, the marketing side of me is like, okay, like, let's break that down. Like,
shout out to PYL.
Right. Shout out to Power Your Launch. PowerYourLaunch.com. No, I'm just kidding. But when you were thinking about launching this, and the journey to finding the ideal customers to, you know, getting them to commit to traveling with mm-hmm. you and also paying you this amount to get the service. How'd you even go about launching it and saying, okay, this is how I'm going to launch. This is how I'm going to find my ideal customer. And, you know, they're going to pay me this amount. What was that process like from the idea of this retreat to launching it and the inner workings of that?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to be honest with you. Your girl went right back to her PYO document and I erased and made a new copy. And I started it like that, you know, because the way that you guys like in your program with PYO, it's fundamental. And so for me, what I've finally come to terms with is being patient, right? So I've never done this pre-launch process. I've never committed to it. I'm like, I'm just going to put it out there. People going to sign up, right? But, you know, being in the PYL program, it really had opened my eyes to trusting the process, right? Trusting your journey. And so I followed it. I'm still following it. And some things I haven't got finished, but like I said, commit to what you can, right? And then slowly just progress.
Right.
And the more that you continue to show up, that 1% every day, it doesn't necessarily get easier, but it gets easier to show up, right? The work may not get easier, but showing up becomes a lot easier.
And I think that's what, you know, it's about. It's about that showing up. And I remember my mentor used to also tell me that, you know, 90% of success or getting the opportunity is just showing up.
Yeah.
Just show up to that space. So when you decided to show up for yourself and you said, okay, I got it. Okay, I'm learning now. I'm taking that information in, you know, and you're thinking about, okay, now I got to put this out there. And I know you and I had talked off this podcast about how exactly you did it.
Yeah.
And so you, and correct me if I'm wrong, you ended up, you know, posting a series of stories.
Yes.
Getting people on an email right. list mm-hmm. and then having a nurture sequence in yes. order to convert them.
Yeah. Shout out to BYL. I'm telling you, like, I read, I was looking at the document and it was saying, like, send out, have like five to six emails already ready. And so I did it. You know, I personally, for example, I'm just going to be honest, like, I don't feel like I'm a great writer, right? And so in my mind, I was like, I need to invest in someone to help me write these emails. But in my mind, I was like, Chelsea, it's okay. Just show up. Like, if the email is horrible and they don't sign up, all you got to do is find someone later. But right now, girl, you ain't got the money. So definitely just commit. And sometimes I think we get caught up in trying to have it, like, A plus all the time.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, it's what it's really about. It's about the testing aspect, you mm-hmm. know, putting yourself out there and seeing where the cards fall. But you have to, like, in order to be great, you have to get started.
Yes,
right? And,
yes.
And I think that's most important. Now, what I want to ask you, you know, I talk about my mentor a lot because they've given me a lot of blueprint and direction for where I am. And as we wrap up this episode, what I want to ask you is, what are some things that you've learned in your journey from whether it's your peers or your mentors mm-hmm. That really helped you, or something that stuck with you that you still refer to?
My biggest mentor and the person who has created me is my mother. I was having a really, and it makes me kind of tear it up because it literally set me free for the rest of my life. I was having a bad day and I was talking to her, and this woman's very wise. As much as we've been through, this is one of the wisest women I know. Her strength is just crazy to me. And so, long story short, I was sharing the story with her and she was like, you know, Chelsea, sometimes in life, God may not change that circumstance, right? But he can change you in that circumstance. And so for me, when I was like, why you ain't tell me this when I was like 10 years old, all this nonsense that you had me go through, right? But it really was like eye opening, because sometimes in life, I think, like, for me, I like being a single mother, that was keeping me in bondage. Like, that whole mindset of like, oh, everything's harder for me. I ain't going to be able to do stuff. Just all this like nonsense messages I had. And so, and even with entrepreneurship, like, I would see other people being successful faster. And I'm like, dang, I'm going to take 20 years to get there, you know? But when you really just trust the process, and like I said, sometimes your circumstances may never change, right? I've been a single mother for 7 years now. Ain't nothing changed, mm-hmm. right? But I have changed. And like what we were just mentioning earlier, it's the journey of change and it's the journey of evolving as an entrepreneur. And trusting that journey itself is just so much freedom.
No, she sounds like a very, very wise woman. So thank you for sharing that. And I know someone's going to receive that message, because part of this is, you know, a lot of the mental challenges of getting out of our own way. And, mm-hmm. you know, we are enough as well.
Right.
And so, again, I want to thank you so, so much for joining this episode, joining this podcast, the Powered AF podcast. And now before we go, can you tell the audience where to find you?
Yes, ChelseaScott.com, C-H-E-L-C-I-E, Scott.com. You can also follow me on Instagram, Chelsea.Scott. Yeah, so.
Awesome, and thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
In the show notes below, I'll include Chelsea's program so you all could check it out, and also the retreat that she just launched. Really, really good stuff over there. So thank you again, and I'll see you all during the next episode.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.